Hello everyone, Lord Baldwin here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated March 27th, 2015. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teakle and is a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldwin and Asclepius. Background music by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, how's it going this week, Asclepius?
I'm going pretty well, thanks, Lord Baldwin. Enjoying this game immensely. And how about yourself?
Yeah, doing great. Also having much fun in game and just trying out all the new features. The new harvesting bars are quite cool, things like that.
Yeah, they are. Yes, I've done a little bit of harvesting so far. And yeah, the harvesting bars are good. I mean, it's a little depressing sometimes, the number of times you fail to harvest.
Yeah, when it says 15%, I usually figure it's not going to work out.
Yes. Well, I was harvesting some elder wolves and obsidian wolves, and it rated me at 25%. And yeah, a number of times I failed. Just gave up.
Yeah, and then when you finally succeed, you get like one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. It's not working.
I know. So, look, things are in a continual state of change, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Every release, you find something new to play with. It's pretty cool.
It is, absolutely. But honestly, I have to say, the graphics are looking good.
Yeah, the graphics are epic, and they continue to even become more epic, so that's all good.
Yes. I mean, I have my video settings cranked up to the absolute maximum now. And just wandering around, it is amazing.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the new stuff they're adding to the maps. It's really making the map a lot more exciting to get on, you know. It's not such a drudgery like it used to be.
Well, that's right. And since they've cleaned up the roads, so to speak, I don't know whether you noticed, you used to slow down even when you're on a road sometimes. Now it pretty much doesn't happen. If you're walking along a road, you will walk at a fair pace. So it doesn't take you too long to get from anywhere to anywhere.
Yes, that actually is a really awesome thing because you can kind of just stick to the roads, you know, unless you're out and about looking for something, and you'll get to where you're going a lot faster.
That's right. And in the limited amount of walking around I've done so far, I haven't been dragged into 25 random encounters. They're not nearly as bad or as often as they used to be.
Well, that's really good, because that was the worst part of getting on the map, was getting pulled into 1,000 random encounters to go a couple of miles down the road.
Oh, I know. I mean, in the last release, I was giving Gabriel and Amber a bit of a hand, took them up to the Spectral Mines to get them through the Hat Quest. I think between the Restless Woods and the Spectral Mines, we had about, between us, we had 17 random encounters.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes. So, of course, one person gets pulled in, everybody else has to stop and wait, and we got there eventually.
Yeah, it's almost like, well, maybe one person should go there and just say zone to me, and that would cut them down a third or something.
Yeah, that would be good. And I was just, we were in a party, of course, and I just finished saying, if you stay religiously on the road, it sometimes helps. And 10 seconds after that, I was in an encounter.
It didn't help, did it?
Didn't help, no. But yeah, they don't seem to be as common now.
Well, that's good. They might have been listening to what we were saying about that. And
yeah.
Once you get them fleshed out and make them fun, then it won't be quite so bad.
That's right, yes. And I think they were saying something like, they hope eventually to have these encounters have some sort of meaning and significance to them. That's not just a random thing where you're fighting two wolves. There might be a little bit of a mini story, or it's actually worthwhile doing.
Well, I'm hoping it'll lead to some kind of a quest that maybe gets you something cool, you know, for your house.
Yes.
Some outfit or something. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and we have a new hat to get.
Yeah, isn't it cute?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I just got it last night. I haven't had a chance to put it on yet. But the nice man told me that I had it, so that was a thrill.
Yeah, I got to put it on in QA, but it didn't carry over, so I'll probably have to get it again to get it back in game.
Sure, yeah.
I did have a piano there in QA, too. That was pretty fun, getting to play with
a
that.
Piano? Where did you get the piano?
It was in my bank. It's like, all right, I'm going to take that, and I put it in my house, and I played with it. It was fun.
Really? Is that one of your pledge rewards?
Yeah, it comes with a citizen pledge.
Well, there you go. I'll have to check.
But it's not there now. I put in a report saying I didn't have it anymore, and they said, oh yeah, it's not coming in until the next release. So you got a sneak preview of it in QA.
Oh, well, fair enough. Oh, that was cute.
But it's neat. The little keyboard area opens up and it makes some noises, you know, it's just cool.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, look, it's a wonderful preview of what's going to happen.
That's fantastic. Sure. There's lots of new stuff coming. There's a whole bunch of placeholders that we're going to see sometime.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. But I think it will be a while.
Yeah, that's a lot of work to draw all those in, I know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, first up on the news, playing Release 16 now. Well, look, that's what everybody should be doing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And as we've said, there's some awesome new places, new areas to explore. They have messed with a lot of things. I can tell you that in the Grunwald Shardfall anyway, the Flesh Flayers have been given a dose of steroids.
Uh-oh, they're harder.
Yeah, they're a bit tougher than they were. They're still killable, but it's harder work.
Yeah, they already were pretty bad, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. The obsidian golems aren't too bad. They're not too hard to kill. But the flesh flayers, yes, they're hard work. Interestingly, when you kill them, they drop loot now.
Oh, yeah. What do they have on them? Just like gold?
No. Weird stuff. Like a black crystal, a black shard. You know, like the blue ones that you get from down the mines?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, these are black ones. And then you might get an animal bone and sinew and fat.
Oh, now those are legitimate ingredients. That's cool.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. So this, I'm sure it's all going to come together one day. One day we'll know the meaning of all of this. But the alchemist back in town will say, yes, I need animal bones and I need sinew and I need fat to create this and this and this. Well, that's where you get them.
Hey, I already used fat for some of the food recipes, and I might even make a candle with it if I remember right.
That's right, yes. So, look, it's coming together, but it's in pieces at the moment. So, we're getting there.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be lots of different things to find, because the recipes are pretty detailed.
Yes, yes. Oh, and I had a fun experience, as I was telling you, in the Spectral Mines, because I was rushing around looking for the tour guide, obviously, and I went into that burial chamber. I knew that there was a lich there, so I raced up the stairs and dispatched him. Interesting, you get 2,700 experience points for him now.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's beautiful. Awesome. So I killed the lich and killed the Ebon cultist that was there. I thought, now they said the tour guide was deeper in the mine. I better go look for him. Didn't notice he was right around the corner.
Oh. Went a little too far in there or something?
Yeah. Well, I walked right past him.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was just blind. So I went back out to where the guide was. And as you know, there's a little passage that goes on from there, where ghosts had been hanging out.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, they've put him down there. You know, they always put them in the hardest spots. So I made my way down the passage. Three ghosts I took out.
Wow.
No problem. Yeah, that was great. Got to the end, and the passage goes right or left. If you go right, it goes down a little bit into a cul-de-sac. Well, down the end of that cul-de-sac there are about three elite skeletal footmen, an elite skeletal mage, and a death bunny. And I've never seen one of these before. And the little guy's just lying there, looks as if he's asleep. You can shoot arrows at him or spells from a distance. Doesn't do much, but takes a few hit points off him. But if you get close enough to disturb him, he will come up to you. And he looks as cute as anything. He really does. Nice little white bunny, just sitting there with his ears up. And I haven't had much time to analyse him, because I haven't had much time. I think he behaves a bit like an air elemental on steroids. It looks as if there's lightning flashing everywhere and you're dead very quickly.
Yeah, lightning can hurt, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I think I was stunned and I think I was dead and that was the end of the adventure.
Oh no, we were back. We were back in the beginning, huh?
Yes. Tried it a few times. I managed to lure one of the elite guys out at a time. I could sort of deal with them, but they tend to keep on respawning. I think the rabbit's summoning them.
Well, do you have to kill them like three times to finally kill them?
You have to kill them twice, yeah. It seems to be the standard now. Any skeletal person, you have to kill twice. They kill them, then they get up, kill them again, then they're down.
They said to kill them with magic, but my Earth Fist wasn't doing the job, so I'm not sure if it's certain magic or what.
Yes, yeah. I'm not sure if I'm correct. My reading of that was that, okay, this is how we're doing it now. They're going to get up again. In future releases, we'd like to work towards the stage that if you kill them with magic, they might stay dead. If you kill them with conventional weapons, they probably won't.
Now, what if your weapon has a fire imbue on it or something? Does that count?
It might, yeah. Yeah. That's an interesting thought. Yes, because, yeah, I've got fire damage on my sword.
Yeah, my halberd's all fiery, so yeah.
Terrific. Yeah, well, that might encourage them to stay lying down. But it is a bit disconcerting when you've just dispatched them and then they get up again.
Yeah, it is, especially if it's an elite. Those take a minute to take care of, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. So, I have unfinished business in the Spectral Mines.
You've got to get your revenge now.
Oh, yes. I think I'm going to have to go back with a very large posse.
Yeah, bring a group of eight and see if you guys can kick butt.
That's right. I think it'll probably take that many. But that rabbit is going to end up in a pot.
Yeah, I'd be curious. If he's that horrible, what's he going to have on him, you know?
Yeah. Look, he had better have a lot of loot. He really had. I'd be really upset if he doesn't.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I reckon 5,000 experience points and 3,000 gold.
At least. And a lucky rabbit's foot, right?
Yeah, and a lucky rabbit's foot. Yes, yes, that's right. So, I would be very interested to hear from the first person who manages to kill it.
And I bet you someone will. Especially take Themalok with you. He's level 100.
I know. He might be able to do it by himself.
Yeah, he's got
to
be.
I think it would be a challenge even for him to cope with all these elite guys and the rabbit.
Yeah.
The good thing is, which I subsequently found out, you don't have to go there to get the rabbit's hat, to get the reward, because the tour guide is actually nowhere near there. But, it's a bit of evil.
I'm kind of surprised he's not right behind that rabbit.
Yeah, so am I, yes.
That would be the normal, you know, kind of like they did with that guy hanging in a cage. I mean, there were some nasty places they put that guy.
Yes, there were. Yes, and that's what I sort of expected. I mean, remember the Deep Ravenswood guard? Right in the middle of all the skeletons and the liches and stuff. And yeah, you had really no chance with him.
Yeah, and that was the release we started at level 5. That was a real challenge.
Oh, it certainly was. But anyway, the guide wasn't there. But if you feel like being masochistic and tormenting yourself and dying lots of times, go check it out. And post on the forum with a screenshot to prove that you were the first to do it.
And what your loot is, I want to see.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely right. Okay, that's the challenge for the week, folks.
Yeah, let's see it.
Alrighty. Okay, so release 16, I mean, look, the overworld map is beautiful. I've got to say, I love that.
It's getting better every release.
Yeah. And the capes are magic. I mean, they just flow and swish and sway. And have you done a handstand doing a cape, wearing a cape?
I haven't done one so far.
Yeah. I mean, if you do a handstand and you're wearing a cape, it'll fall down to the ground, as it should, with gravity.
Gravity works. That's great.
Gravity works. There you go.
Well, I noticed my beard and hair is the correct color now, so that's great.
Oh, that's magic. Good. Oh, look, they're making it better and better. That's fantastic. And there's lots of new areas, new places to come and see. I tell you what, in the North Brightbone Forest, there's a camp of Eben cultists. And mostly they're champions, so that is another challenge for people to go and do.
Yeah, those guys are rough. I tried fighting a few of them.
Oh, yeah, they are rough. I mean, yeah, you get 1,500 points for them, but they're rough.
They take all your mana to kill one of them, though, so it's easier just to fight a couple of wolves.
That's right, yes. Okay. All right. And before moving further on, just something harking back from the last release, we've got the results of the decoration contest that Lolly was running.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're very pleased to announce that the winner was Lord Thomas, who was building a home for adventurers, followed by Galus, who built a furniture shop, and Themolock, who built a performing arts centre. So, huge congratulations and kudos.
Big congratulations, guys. Good job on the housing. These guys are amazing what they can do with decorations.
Absolutely, they really are. And I've got to give, you know, full credit and applause to these people who are so creative and have so much imagination. That is absolutely brilliant.
I'm surprised I didn't see your name on there, Zulu.
I am not in the least surprised. But it was good fun, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, it forced us to decorate, so it was fun. You know?
It did. It gave us a boot up the backside and made us get in and do something.
Yeah, get busy.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, and full credit to Lolly and the other judges who put in an awful lot of work to administer this and rush around and judge all the houses.
Now, I wonder how long they actually spent going through all the houses.
Yeah, I think they would have taken half a day to get through your basement.
I know, that's what I was thinking. This is going to take two. It took me, you know, a week to decorate. It must take at least a day to go through.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So, moving on, in release 16, we've got 7 new adventure scenes. We have the Necropolis Dungeon. The first map that's completely focused on the narrative is a single player instance. I tell you what, that Necropolis is amazing. It really is. I did work my way through it last night.
To get in there, you have to go start a quest, right?
Yeah, it sort of helps, yes. If you go and talk to the Shogun in Adoris, he will tell you that there's trouble with the undead. You go and talk to a spirit talker, and the spirit talker will actually meet you at the entrance and will sort of interpret for you what these spirits are saying, which probably really helps. You can actually talk to these disembodied ghosts. They might be hostile if you don't have the spirit talker with you. I don't know.
So does he actually follow you into the necropolis area?
He does, yes. Yeah, follows is the word. He actually appears with you, next to you, in various scenes, in various stages of the adventure. So you move along to the next room. Oh, yes, he's there again.
Oh, it's more like he just keeps showing up.
He keeps showing up, yes. Yes. He doesn't physically walk along with you, no. But he keeps showing up at strategic points. And he interprets for you. Interestingly, I'm wondering whether in the final iteration, when the game actually launches, the big bad guy in Necropolis will actually speak in runic.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because at the moment they've got brackets speaking in runic, and yeah, you can read what he says. But in the final thing, he might actually be speaking in runic. And if you have the spirit talker with you, he'll translate for you. If you don't, well, you'd better know runic.
You get your cheat sheet out and quickly figure it out.
That's right, yes, yeah. And it looks as if the quest is incomplete, which is fair enough because it's only partly built, but boy, it's an awesome place.
Yeah, I find it amazing the intro areas they've got put in there to places we've been before. There's a lot more detail.
Yep. Oh, it's incredible. I mean, I went past an area that had an air elemental and a obsidian golem. I made the mistake of trying to fight my way past a couple of times, and then I thought, forget this, I'm just going to run.
Yeah. It's not working out as well now, running. They've got, everything does things to you. The spiders will web you and you can't get away, things like that.
Yeah, I know. Look, they're making the game just a little bit more evil by degrees.
Yeah, they don't want people saying, oh, it's too easy. They don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to say it's too easy.
No, not when you're running into death bunnies and stuff.
Oh, that's right. That was a piece of pure sadism and evil by the developers.
I wonder whose idea that one was.
I don't know. But it was an interesting idea. Challenging.
It is. It's kind of, you know, relevant to the time frame, too. I like it.
Well, it is. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Okay. And we have new creatures. Haven't seen the crocodiles yet. And, pet rabbits. Yeah, well, okay, fine. This rabbit's no pet, I'll tell you that now.
He wasn't somebody's pet, was he?
He was not, no.
I want that pet, you know.
Well, he might have been a pet of one of the skeletal footmen. He might have just been sticking up for his master.
He was an evil elite bunny.
Yeah, that's right. New NPC skills. Yes, the skeletons will bash you with their shields now. They stun you briefly.
Do they knock you down or just stun you?
Just stun you, yeah. And yeah, I like the Discovery navigation system. That's good.
Yeah, I have to go pick up all my maps to see how it looks. So I put them all in the chest somewhere.
Yeah, but if you're wandering around a town and you visit somewhere, like the bank, like, you know, somewhere in Ardoris, it says location of bank noted. And when you're panning around, you look at your little compass up the top and an icon comes into view. Oh, bank, right. I am headed for the bank. It's in the exact direction.
Very nice.
And it'll mark the exits of the town for you. It'll mark the significant points, which is really good. In a larger town or a big village out in the forest or somewhere, you're stumbling around saying, where's the exit? Well, now you know which direction the exit is in because you can see it on your compass.
I'm really enjoying the signs. Have you seen them?
Yes, I have. They're great.
Cool.
No, the signs are really good. Lovely. Okay, and yes, we have the Grand Tour quest to get a black lepus mask. And, after I finally did it and stumbled my way through and made a number of mistakes, I say, it's not that hard.
Yeah, it was a lot easier than last release, huh?
Yes, it was. Yes. And once again, we have the Mad Hermits video, which is absolutely awesome, as you would expect.
He's the best.
Oh, he is absolutely the best. He really should be doing commercial-grade advertisements for the game and putting them everywhere. But yeah, I suppose they sort of are.
I tried to put the bug in his ear, you know, let's make some promos for us. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Okay. Alrighty. And they're saying we need all your help with testing patches, putting stress on. Please join us. Hey, it's been good to see a lot of people running to and fro, even on the overworld map.
Yeah, it's good to see people.
And there are people there. There are people congregating around in the towns. So it's good to see. And we have the player instructions and the known issues. Always good to read. Important to read, because you'll probably find something happen and you think, oh god, that's a bug, whatever, report that. No, it's in the player instructions, we know this, or in the known issues. Yeah, we know that, but, you know. So.
Yeah, it's, you get so excited to play, you sometimes miss a few things.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. And here we are, another build. They're putting out patches so quickly, which is awesome. I don't know when they get time to sleep, really.
Oh, I'd venture to say they don't sleep their 8 hours.
That's right. Yes. And things that you notice. You think, oh, yeah, that's a bit strange. Yeah, they've noticed it as well. I noticed the sparkly desert bushes last night. I think, oh, yeah, that's a bit odd. They'll probably fix that. Well, sure, and lo and behold, they have.
I'm wondering if they added more resources. I was pretty impressed with how many trees and bushes there were to chop down in the new scene there for Necropolis. You know, the Necropolis Barrens? There's lots of stuff to harvest. I love it.
So was I. That was an awesome place for harvesting. I mean, I was on my way to do the hack quest. I thought, this is brilliant. Trees, chopping, mining nodes. Fantastic. That is a very, very well-stocked place.
And also, you're getting different experience for different things now. Not sure what drives that, though.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You mean the number of crafting experience points?
Yeah, like for the cotton bushes were only giving me 110, but the trees were giving me 200. So I'm not sure what was the reason.
That's right. Yes.
Which is fine. I mean, my guy's more of a forester anyway. That's his highest level thing. So.
That's right. Or maybe somebody in Portalarium is just rolling a 20-sided dice.
Yeah, that's possible, huh?
Yes. I love it. Okay. Oh, the Lord British birthday cake is no longer as bright as a supernova. So that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty bright. It was beautiful, though. It is beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Oh, lovely. So, all those are really interesting to read, and it just shows the amount of work that they've been doing. That's great.
Yeah, it's definitely a full-time job, isn't it?
It is. And now, that is amazing. I noticed this last night, and of course I'm like 12, 15 hours ahead of you, but just before I clocked off last night, I sat down and I noticed you can't use the chat emote, interact keys, whatever, hotkeys. If you want to open the friends dialogue, if you want to open your interactive dialogue, your character dialogue, you have to stand up. I thought, that's odd. Yeah, whatever. Oh, well, whatever. Anyway, went to bed. This morning it's fixed.
Oh, so you can use emotes while you're sitting now?
Yes. Oh, well, I think you always could, but like if you just want to look at your character stats, or pull up your inventory.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not
I wasn't able to
clapping
do
and you know.
No. Sorry, I probably said that wrong. But yeah, I couldn't pull up my inventory or the character profile or pull up the friends list while I was sitting down.
That's important.
Yeah, but this morning it's fixed. I knew about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
We want to be able to drink a beer while we're sitting down, though. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Yes. And if you drink enough beers, you should be able to be lying down.
Yeah, at least see real blurry around you.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. On the arrow crafting recipe, that's good. That gives you 100 arrows instead of 10.
Yeah, that's great.
That's good. Lovely. So, yeah, they're doing a lot of good things. Fantastic. Excellent. Very nice. And again, if you're new to Shroud of the Avatar, highly recommend taking a few minutes to watch the new player's video guide from the Mad Hermit. And again, that is one brilliant video.
Yes, and I can't wait till he makes some more videos like that. They're awesome.
They certainly are. Yep. Lovely. Okay, and now this looks like fun, which unfortunately I didn't get to because I was fast asleep at the time. But the Fire Lotus Release 16 party.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Look at the rugs, how they laid those out like that. That's cool.
I know. Yeah. Awesome. And you see the outline on the back wall?
Yeah, out of candles, huh?
Yeah. No, that's just brilliant why they did that. I don't know how many candles that took. That must have been pushing the light limit.
Yeah, is there a light limit indoor? I'm not sure.
I have no idea. But they must have been coming close, because that's a lot of candles.
Yeah, and imagine how long that took and get it straight like that. And they're in good job, huh?
Very good job. But yes, Fire Lotus holds a release party during the afternoon of the first Friday of release. It was in a City Arena basement at the World's End Club in Port Merryn. Fantastic.
Nice.
And thanks and kudos to Soledad and Athanil for offering such a cool place and all the work they put into the amazing decor.
Oh yeah, good job.
Lovely. And the lapis mask was popular, as were the new bunny pets. Nice.
Yeah, the little Rottweiler, that's cute.
Yeah. And the zombie dance moves appeared to be quite the fave.
Yeah, you see that one an awful lot, don't you?
You do. That's a weird dance move.
I'd say it's after you've drank about 10 beers, you're getting into that one.
That's right. Oh, there's the little bunny sitting watching everybody. That's great.
Yeah.
Marvelous. And Lord British showed up, which was awesome.
Yeah, I saw he did some kind of a little duel with somebody, too.
That's right, yeah. Tremendous. Okay. And next we have a schedule update. Yes. And, well, there's good news and bad news. I mean, the good news is everything that they are doing and all the amazing progress they're making. And, of course, the bad news is it's taken a while because of the changeover to Unity 5 and everything. And it says many of the deliverables from quarter one are now in quarter two due to many factors, including the Unity 5 conversion and conventions. They hadn't been planning to attend GDC, bug fixes, and other completely normal game development challenges, and now obviously puts our launch by end of 2015 at risk. And yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But it says we're currently working on various strategies to keep launch within 2015, But as always, our goal is to ship the product when it is ready, not before. So that's the best thing I can say, and that's terrific.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it doesn't put people off, because they've got us on all these most looking forward to of 2015s and then pushed out to 16. Does that make sense?
Sure.
You know, I don't know how they feel about that.
Well, I hope not. But I do hope, and I think, that anyone who's been following along is going to be able to see the changes and the development. And as the game starts to get more and more awesome and more visually fantastic and more features in the game, and I think they'll say, yeah, it's worth waiting.
Oh, yeah, all of us people that are watching, but a lot of those people that do the reviews, they don't really watch. They just kind of say, oh, they missed the date.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
It's just bad press sometimes. Sometimes I wonder about that.
Yeah, that's right. Now, look, I hope we don't get any. But I think it was Star who commented once, down the track, nobody remembers when you launch. They do remember how you launch.
That's right.
So if you launch with a good quality product, it'll be remembered and it'll last forever.
Sure. Just like, you know, Ultima Online. Good launches.
Yeah. Last. That's right. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So there's all the details for release 17, 18, and 19. A lot of things coming in. So they're going to have human enemies, mages and archers. They'll have the phoenix and zombies. Wow.
Neat.
There will be street signs in the major towns. Brilliant. And yes, for release 17, there will be a major wipe. Oh dear.
Oh, poor Themalar.
Yes, I know. You'll have to do it all over again.
I wonder if he would.
As will we all. Yeah.
Well, I'm sad about my level 50, but level 100, man.
Yeah. Look, how much work did it take to get to there? And that's just serious dedication. I just made it to level 54, and hey, I'm pretty pleased about that. But yeah, going back to level 5, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, it sucks when you can't even take a hit from, you know, a little deer that's passing by, you know.
That's right. Yep. Wow. And we're going to get dyeable clothing and armor in release 18.
That's great. Can't wait for that.
Crafting skills. Nice. In release 19, they'll have the Quell region near final start on the Mi'kmaq region. Lovely.
Cool.
Crafting pets, taming creatures. Oh dear, we're going to have dragons.
Yay! I love dragons.
Oh, lovely. Musical instruments, there you go, in release 19.
Oh, we'll see all kind of cool stuff. That'd be great.
We sure will. And then players will be able to place a vendor on their property to sell goods.
You think they're going to add some instruments to the add-on shop?
Oh, that'd be nice.
I can only think of two that are in game right now. That's why I was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That'd be awesome.
Now we need at least, you know, 4 or 5 instruments to start a band, right?
Well, we do. That's right. Yes. Yes. So what are you going to be playing?
Oh, I'll probably start with the drums. That'd probably be the easiest.
Fair enough. Yes, that's good. Lovely. Okay. That always good, thoughtful, and informative posts by Star. And basically, they're being open, honest, and transparent with us. But as I often think, you know, most times when people are building a game, they say, "We're building a game, go away, we'll show it to you when it's finished."
Yep.
But not this time. This time we get to see every step along the way.
And actually, you know, give our feedback, which is great.
It is. It's brilliant. Okay. And now, a fascinating thing. the Novian Academy of Arts and Sciences. This looks really good.
Nice banner, pretty, too.
Yeah, it's a lovely banner. Yep. Pretty excited to learn of the founding of the Novian Academy of Arts and Sciences by community member Kazan Phoenixfire. So they're a society of scholars, instructors, and masters of our trade in order to bring our knowledge to the masses with an ever-expanding collection of structured classes that avatars of all levels of experience can learn from. So they're going to hold classes, courses, which allow avatars both young and old to experience and learn more about the world of New Britannia. This is the community helping each other.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's almost like a college, huh?
It is, yeah. And we've got citizenship. Basically, you know, what am I doing here? How do I get started? And then crafting, weapon specialization, housing guilds, all that, combat, theory, introduction. Had a lot of people would really help and benefit from that and appreciate it.
Yeah, they've got a regular curriculum there. That's pretty cool.
They sure have. Deck building, combos, PvE combat, PvP combat. That's absolutely brilliant. That is an awesome initiative. Love it.
Yeah, that's very, very big dedication. That's a lot of work, you know, to hold all those classes for everybody.
It is. And look, it just looks like a regular classroom. People getting instruction. And I'm sure
papers.
There are practical courses involved.
I love it, yeah. It's cool.
That is great. Honestly, big applause to Kazan Phoenixfire, to Galus Trajan, and to everybody involved. That is fantastic. And there we are, net on the 3-part combat basics course. Lovely.
Oh, that's cool. They got a little combat area there.
Yep. Good on them. Fantastic. Okay, now the in-game weekend community events. Another busy weekend. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Paxley Working Hours, the Church of the Dark Star. Ah. There is a wedding. Love it. Mr. James Murphy and Mrs. River Beauchamp, with a special guest, Lord British, giving away the bride.
Wow.
Nice. That's an honour. And that will be held at Solania in the Perennial Coast, maybe, or just Zone Onyx. That's 11:30 a.m. Central. Awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, and all the best to both of you. And then we have a welcome quest, a bare knuckle brawl, the Novian Academy Citizenship Course, all players, towns, gathering. And then on Sunday we can go explore Novia with Royal Sexy, the Phoenix Town Hall, BMC Gridiron Feast and First Blood, Paxley Meeting Fishing, New Britannia Press Meeting, and a beach party. Ah, wonderful. But lots of things to do this weekend. And I saw this one on the forum, and I don't know whether I'm game to go and try it out or not. Have you checked out on that one about Spoon's Silly Spectacles?
I saw the thread, and I really would like to go there and try that, because jumping is kind of, I enjoy that.
Yes.
But it looks fantastic to me, if you've got the stuff high enough, you're going to die if you fall.
Yeah, I think you could easily, yes. There we are. So it's in Auden, two towns west of Ardoras. So you have to climb up on the cabinets, jump the circuit around the house. And yeah, the targets look pretty small again.
Is that about the size of those ones you were talking about?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Yep. And I have discovered, as the guy obviously knew, Umuri obviously knew this, you hold down the space key and that gives you power and you jump. Hit the W key at the same time, you'll jump forward, the length of your jump forward depends on how long you keep on jumping, holding the W key down. You can change it. And if you get it right, you get the next pillar. If you don't, well, so sorry.
Now, can you stop your jump by hitting the S key?
I haven't tried that.
Like you've W'd yourself, but you're going to overshoot it if you do. S will bring you straight down. I don't know. Some games used to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Have a go. Let me know.
Yeah. Now, you're pretty high up there to be experimenting. I've just noticed that. Man, that looks crazy.
Yes. Yes. And if you can jump all the way around the house, you will be able to get into the house from the fourth floor balcony. And four floors is a long way up.
Yeah, that looks like a challenge.
It does. It does. I think they're going to have a first aid post handy.
Yeah, who's the guy that's rezzing down on the ground? I didn't see him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, that'd be handy to have someone who could rez you straight away.
Yeah, that'd be a very good post down there.
Yes, it would. And they could charge for their services.
That's a good idea. Of course, you wouldn't have to pay them.
Like it. Okay, but that is a brilliant idea. So, okay, I might have to go and check that out.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still going or if it was just a one-day thing, but hopefully it left it up so we can play with it.
Yeah, I hope so. Terrific. Nice. And there we have the Easter Bunny pet. Oh, isn't he cute?
He's awesome.
Yes. Okay, Easter's almost upon us. And what would be an Easter without your very own Easter Bunny pet? He's available until May 31. And will never be available again.
Yeah, notice how last year's stuff didn't come back. So it's like, if you missed it, you don't get it.
That's it. Yeah, you missed out, sport. Sorry. Ducks to you. So you had better go and get an Easter Bunny. And I might have to get one. Because if I can't get that Death Bunny in the mines, I'll boil this one up.
Get your revenge on your own pet, huh?
That's right. I'll just tell myself it's the Death Bunny.
Yeah.
It'll taste the same.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll have to go and get a Easter Bunny. All right, and the special edition white lapis mask. So, if you want a white one to go with the black one as the quest reward, nice. You can play black and white minstrels.
That's right.
So that's available in the add-on store until April 30. Get it while it's available. And remember, every dollar goes towards the game.
Need the money. Moving right along, too. Almost up to 6,100,000.
It is. Yes. I suspect that with every new release, people get a new idea and a new sense of encouragement and a new thrill as to say, oh, yeah, this game is really delivering. I think it's worth putting more in or getting more friends in or increasing my pledge or whatever. Because there seems to be a kick up every new release.
Yeah, there's so many cool things to buy, too. It really helps.
Oh, there are. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. And only 4 days left to get your special edition Jester Carnival mask. And doesn't that look cool?
It's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah. So next time you go to a fancy dress ball, well, you need to have that.
That's right. You have the color one for this ball, not the black and white one.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Okay. And moving on to the Kickstarter shout-outs. Crowfall, they more than doubled their funding goal. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Yeah. At 1.7 million, they hit 220% of their funding goal. In the last 24 hours, they blew past 5 of their stretch goals, including the tournament system and combat pets. Way to go, guys. That's not bad.
That's great. I need to look at that. I haven't even looked at the video on that one.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. So now TSI has postponed their Seven Dragon Kickstarter. Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Need to show off more than we had ready right now. An incredibly positive result from the Kickstarter. The press awareness has been tremendous. We're taking that feedback, refining the work. We'll come back as soon as humanly possible with a better, more refined Kickstarter and some code you'll actually be able to play along with killer video and artwork. Okay, so they're going to just go away and do their homework and come back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one too. I can't wait to see what they come up with.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, and Descent Underground, lovely. Yep. Into the 21st century with current generation gaming technology. Nice, multiple types of customizable ships. So that looks pretty awesome as well.
And that's another. Is that a space game?
It is, I believe, yes. Yeah, it was the 90s action game favorite, Descent.
I must have missed a lot of stuff. And I played a lot of games, but I missed a lot too, apparently.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I missed that one. But there we go. Check out their Kickstarter site. And if you like what you see, then pledge your support. Okay. And as reminded last week, the player-owned town price change, everything's going up 20% on the 1st of May. But the good news is, if you've subscribed for a town and you're on a payment plan, that will not be affected.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you've locked it in at the current price and you're paying it off. That's all cool. But anything you start from the 1st of May, it will be 20% more expensive, so get it while it's going comparatively cheap.
Yeah, 20%'s a lot. That adds it up.
It does. Okay. And again, receiving pledge rewards and add-ons at the bank. To any bank, you can claim your add-on items and pledge rewards. And the banks are local. Your pledge rewards will be at any bank, but if you put some stuff into a bank for safekeeping, it will be at your local bank, and that's where you need to go back to get it. And if you feel your bank isn't big enough, you don't have enough slots, you can upgrade it with in-game gold, or you can upgrade it with real gold.
Yeah.
And every bank upgrade will give you 10 more slots. I think it's $5.
$5. And they did say that was tentative too, so it may, or,
yes,
it
yes.
may go up or
that's,
down.
That's,
huh?
Yeah, they said that number is subject to change based on game balancing needs. So that could get better.
Yeah, I haven't been encouraged to do that yet because I have enough space so far. I need to make it so we're needing space maybe to get that to move.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Yes, so far I've got enough space and I'm really not putting anything in the bank because I've got storage chests and things around my houses.
Yeah, the house is unlimited right now. Wait till they tell us, okay, now you can only have this much. And then.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay. And again, just another reminder, changes to store credit conversions. So yes, if you wish to convert any purchased items to store credit, you have to do so before logging in. If you've logged in, you've received it. And the best time to do it is just before release 17, because there will be a major wipe. Everything's reset. Everything's back to square one. If you decide you don't want all those tools of prosperity and the pets and things like that, you'd rather invest in another lot deed, well, fine. Change them over. But do it before you log into the game, because once you've logged into the game, you have received that reward. Usual items, playing through Steam, Access key is available for all Shroud backers. Awesome. And word of mouth marketing. Oh, the good news. The number of likes on Facebook is up by 40 from last week. So well done, community.
Very good.
That's great. So everybody get over to the Shroud Facebook page and click on the like button. And that just increases the profile. And that's lovely. And nice, the current positive Steam reviews, 326, which is up 7 from the last report. Now that's brilliant as well.
Yeah, I wonder if they're holding where they want to be on that.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so.
Yes. What was it, very favorable? I forget what the word was they were hoping for.
Yeah, 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 very positive. They, for a minute, they slipped to mostly positive, which was just below the 80% mark. They wanted to get up to very positive, so I hope it's got back up there.
Yeah. That makes people, you know, want to get into the game or not, right?
Well, it does, that's right. I mean, if they see reams and reams of positive and favorable reviews and people saying good things about the game, then they'll be more inclined to give it a go. And it needs to be balanced and it needs to be honest. And then you say, okay, this is pre-alpha. There are still a number of things that are under development and don't work yet. But given that, it's a great experience and a great community.
Right. Look at look at what's done, don't look at what's not been done yet.
That's exactly right. Okay, and finally, how to cancel monthly plans. Oh, incidentally, you may have noticed that in the quarterly update post, they are extending payment plans through to November.
Hey, so that's good news.
So look, anybody who wants to shoot for Lord of the Manor and think they haven't quite got the cash right now, you've got till November.
Yeah, you can do a little trial on it too and do a payment plan by a credit card, and you can actually see what it'll be per month if you wanted to just see if it's in your budget.
Yes, that's right. But seriously, anybody who's thinking of going up a level and thinking, well, I could afford it, but it would take too long to, you know, get it. Okay, they've extended it out to November. You could do this. But do keep in mind, these plans have to be cancelled manually. They won't do it automatically. So, yeah, you will end up being broke if you just let it run and forget about it.
But you'll have a nice house in game.
Oh, you'll have a lovely house in game. We will all be jealous.
Yes, we will.
Yes. Okay. And this week in the news, an article by MMORPG, Shroud of the Avatar column. Release 16, defying tech debt, which I think would be talking about everything they're currently doing about getting us into Unity 5 and fixing all the issues and stuff. So that'll be an article well worth reading. Brilliant.
Great.
And upcoming events, yep. There's a roundtable, release 17, 18, and 19. And nothing much on the table after that, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to come.
Yeah, if we're going out to November on our payments, then I'm sure the releases are going out there too.
That's right. That's right. Okay. All right, we all need to get together and think, close your eyes, think very hard, what do we all want for Christmas? The answer is Shroud of the Avatar.
That's right. We want to be able to play it for real, don't we?
We do. That's right. Yeah. So forget about our two front teeth. We want episode one of Shroud of the Avatar.
Yeah, let's have something to do on our vacation. That'd be very cool.
Would that be nice? Yeah. But look, they're working hard at it. The results that we're seeing so far are absolutely amazing. Loving just walking around the Overland map, even. That's glorious. And the new adventure scenes, brilliant. So it's just going to keep on getting better, and they will release it when it is done.
That's right. But just think of how much more done it'll be by December. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, I know. And again, all of the people who had doubts and who didn't want to get in will just say, yeah, you missed out.
Well, it's never too late to at least get in and be able to play.
That's right. It's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. They can join up at any point and have just as much fun as we're doing, or they can join up on release and still have a wonderful time.
That's right. And that's, I bet you, that's what a lot of people are doing. They're just waiting until the game is done.
That's right. Yes. And then we won't be able to move in New Britannia for the crowds.
Oh, yeah. Imagine how big it's going to be when there's, 100 people everywhere you go.
That's right. Yep. Yep.
That'll be like Ultima Online days. That'll be cool.
That'll be lovely. That'll be fantastic. Yeah, it'll put some stress on the servers, but I hope they can cope.
Well, hopefully they get that kind of testing done before the game launches, that bigger group's coming in, so we can see how it works.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Brilliant. Alrighty, well, I think that is about the news of the week.
Yeah, covered it all.
Excellent. Another good news week, another amazing release.
That's right, yeah, we're ready to get back into the game now and see how it goes.
For sure. Now that I've got my little hat, I'll be able to walk around and explore the countryside.
Yeah, now you can work on getting some more wood to build some more furniture and some cloth.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be interesting to check out the recipes to see whether they've been fleshed out a bit more and whether some of the quantities are a bit more sensible, whether more things work. I'm sure it's going to be a continuous balancing process for the next few releases.
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky because I bought all the recipes when we first got started on this before we wiped, so I don't have to waste any money on that. So it's kind of nice.
Terrific. Fantastic. Good.
Yeah, it's been fun crafting and, seeing the new changes.
Brilliant. Yep. I'll have to do a bit more myself.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you get good crafting points for it too. You just sit there and make another chair and another table, another chair, another table, another chair, another table. Before you know it, you're at the next level.
I think I made about 20 wall shelves. And those are worth 50 each,
Yeah, that's tremendous. Okay.
So it's all good.
It is. Alrighty, time to get back to killing some skeletons, I think. If you'd like to take us out.
Okay. The awesome background music you are hearing for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Teagle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Lord Valdrith and
Asclepius
with Echoes from the Caverns.